This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Roush, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 1st of July, 2022. The PM 40 closed up for the second consecutive trading day at 39.33, up 60 points from the previous close. We'll be back to take a look at the day's top winners and losers right after these messages.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
And we are back. The day's top gainer was Resolute Forest Products, which closed at $14.56, up 14.1%. Rayonier Advanced Materials also gained, closing up 6.4% at $2.79. Other winners were Glatfelter Graphic Packaging and Louisiana Pacific. The biggest decliner for the day was Smurfit Kappa, closing at $33.21, down 2.3%. Nina Incorporated also lost, closing down 2% at $33.47. Other decliners for the day were Veritiv, 3M, and Pactiv Evergreen. You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2022, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.